remember it hit that gym, you know.
You said what?
Track was good,
but oh, nothing, man. You know, got two quick topics real fast.
Okay.
You got Cam Newton going to the New England Patriots. What you think about it?
I like the signing. I think that Tripp clearly puts the Patriots back in the driver's seat in that division. Cam's going to bring a different dynamic to the Patriots because they haven't seen before. His ability to run the ball, being a big physical quarterback, and working with Belichick. I'm wanting to see what this what would transpire here in New England. So
they said that Cam set the record for most sacks, most quarterback sacks.
Yeah, well, I mean, he does, but he can also extend plays. He's also been to a Super Bowl. He's also been league MVP. He's also been a Campbell Soup guy. So he's definitely a threat. And at one time, it was the best quarterback in the NFL. So when he won league MVP. So and then you hook him up with he's never had a coach like Belichick. You hook him up with a mastermind like Belichick.
That's what I think is really going to benefit, because a weapon like him and Belichick coaching it.
Come on now. Like, I'm just, what I mean, like, yo, he ain't never had nobody like Belichick coaching it. On top of that, the genius of Belichick, I'm just saying.
No, I'm wondering, was it the defense to why he got that many sacks? Like, he got tackled that much, or?
It could be the fact that he extended plays and held on to the ball a lot, which I'm pretty sure that's the reason why he took so many sacks. I don't think it was the offensive line. I think Carolina usually had a good offensive line, so I think he just extended the play a lot, held on to the ball, tried to create, which is, with running quarterbacks, they are going to take majority more sacks than your normal pocket passer because they're extending plays and la-la-la-la-la. He just didn't escape very well. But we all seen Cam Newton run over by 3 or 4 people. So we know that he plays, when he runs, he plays like a fullback. When he's not looking to dodge, he's looking to run your ass off. So that's just his physical style of football. But like I said, I'm interested to see what Belichick has planned.
So can he fill Tom Brady's shoes?
No one can fill Tom Brady's shoes. Tom Brady, it's like saying, can someone fill Michael Jordan's shoes? No. That's like your little dumb LeBron argument.
His shoes is already filled. That's the next topic. That's the next topic, though. But you know,
what he does, winning 3 championships, he's winning 4. He's not going to win 6.
Hold on, real quick.
Are you putting me on hold live? Who does that?
If we wasn't live, we pre-recording. That who puts you on hold live? Oh no, when we live, man, I gotta turn everything on airplane mode. I'm saying, but you know, like, before we get into the LeBron James, because I know that's where it's gonna go when we get to the next topic. It's definitely gonna go to LeBron James. But when I say fill his shoes, I'm not saying like get all them rings and everything like that. I'm saying, can he, them replacing Tom Brady's spot with Cam Newton, put them back forerunners going back to the finals, the Super Bowl? I mean. Hey man, you talking about the GOAT, GOAT James. I was like, man, basketball finals, they coming up, they about to win them.
Can he take them to a Super Bowl? No, yeah, but there's too many other good teams he's not taking. But that's no slight on him, but I think that there are other teams now that are just better, and he is not Tom Brady. So, no. I would say no. And the fact that I hate New England with a passion still. And now that Cam Newton took on that jersey, I now hate him. So no, they're going to be shitball. You ask me.
Oh, okay. So I understand. So this is like a kind of Black Lives Matter bias thing. I like it because he's black, man, but I don't like the New England Patriots.
I don't like Robert Kraft. I stand against the team. I don't like Boston, them racist cocksuckers. I don't like them. Okay?
I knew it. That's where it was going. That's why I said this is like a Black Lives Matter kind of biased opinion here.
Black Lives Matter vibe and mixed in this. I definitely like them racist cocksucking fans in Boston. They are not all of them. his print in Boston with that old slave mentality you have to bring it up. Right. And I don't tell you right now, I don't like any of you fuckers. Right? You don't buy when it piss on you, okay? You're racist against the motherfucker who made you, which is ridiculous. Since all you motherfuckers come from our DNA, look it up, called the founder effect, genetic diversity. I want to educate just for 2 seconds. How can you hate the motherfucker that made your punk ass? You are literally a genetic defect. I don't mean any harm by saying that, but you only created through evolution and the migration of Africa, from Southern Africa to Europe to Asia. So stop hating who made you. Now, back to our topic.
All right, now.
I want them to suffer tremendously, okay? Listen, my hatred for the Patriots, of course, they're my rival with my own team, which I will not say. Everyone knows. So, yeah, we hate their gut, and I hope they fail for many years ago.
Deflategate. You hold on to it forever.
They just lost a draft pick for the Buggers, just lost a draft pick for Chiefs.
Yeah, but check this out. But check this out, though, because we're going to step it up here. This is what I call stepping it up. The Lakers just signed J.R. Smith. Now, how big is this for the Lakers and them returning back to the NBA?
That's how big it is. You get this motherfucker's like 35 or 36. He ain't played in 2 years. The fuck is he gonna do?
Man,
he'll come out there and do what? Give you 2 points a game, maybe. But 3 points.
This is what y'all failing to realize, man. J.R. Smith is one of the coldest guards at the three line. One of the coldest.
He's a streaky shooter at best. Okay? If he gets hot, tear your ass up.
Yeah, streaky shooter. But his defense is always there.
He's not 20, bro. He ain't played it. Here's what the fans and the people who don't play basketball don't understand. That when you're off for 2 years, you haven't played at a high competitive level several years, and you're up 8, you're not the same. Okay? He is 35 or 36.
So you hoping on that? You hoping on that he's not the same?
No, I'm not hoping. I just know it's life. Like, the nigga ain't gonna be the same. He's been out for 2 years. Like, life. He ain't gonna be the same. So he's been gone for 2 years of basketball, bro. He has not played competitively with the top 10 players. I can't say that.
You know what? But hold on, though.
I would just say that you probably need to run with them. Like, I play basketball, so I know that if I don't play, against higher competition, when I play higher competition, I probably get whooped.
But guess what? This is what I'm saying. You said that he definitely ain't going to be the same, right?
Is he going to be a starter?
I don't know if he's going to be a starter, but you said he ain't going to be the same. You said he ain't going to be the same, right?
How does that help? You lost your starter. No, he ain't going to be the same. No, of course not.
I know, but this is what I'm trying to tell you. When the last time we seen him in the league, we didn't even want him that. So I'm glad that he ain't going to be the same. He going to be better.
He's going to average 30 points a game, seven rebounds, and 6 assists. He's not that guy, okay?
No. He's going to get about 10 or 11. He's going to have them threes going.
Who's going to average 10 or 11?
J.R. Smith.
Boy, stop. 10 or 11 minutes? Yeah. About 3 points. Boy, get out of here. You fuck them up. You know you a Laker fan. Dreaming. Average 11 points. Stop it.
Man.
He's coming off the bench. He's not going to get that much time. Like, I don't know why you think they're going to. You got KCP on. You don't even know your team, bro. You got all kind of other motherfuckers on your team.
Hold on. Oh, I know my team. We got Waiters. What do you think about Waiters? What do you think about Waiters?
Badass Deion Waiters. The badass J.R. Smith at home on the couch. Okay? Who cares? At the end of the day, it's going to boil down to LeBron Anthony Davis versus Kawhi, Paul George, Montrezl Harrell, and a host of other motherfuckers.
See, you don't even know them. You don't even know the rest of them. And a bunch of other. Listen to y'all. Hey, listen to him. Listen to this. Y'all got a 3/16th of a fan right here.
I can name all the rest of the places. What you want me to do, bro?
Hey, hand me that 3/16th fan. I need a 3/16th fan.
I'm saying they're better than the Lakers.
a socket.
Getting old, rusty, forgot how to shoot his jump shot, and he's gonna come back. He don't get smashed, and whoever wins this is gonna be an asterisk on it anyway. It's not gonna really count. It's gonna be a trash season. No one's gonna count a Corona season. Are you serious? Playing like 16 more games.
Well. If y'all want to see anybody count this live, hey, tune in to HWLRadio.com when the Lakers win, because I'm going to be celebrating it live.
I'm saying, you're going to have one caller yourself. You're going to call in and celebrate it with yourself. Because y'all trash. Someone cares.
I'm going to put an asterisk next to the show, like celebration asterisk. The championship.
Call me when y'all lose, too. Don't just call me if you win. I want to hear from you when you lose.
No, that's not the way. That's not the way it works. Hey, just say that. That's not the way it works. Ain't nobody call. You gonna have to call me if we lose. I'll answer. But nigga, I am not calling. I'm not looking for it.
Nah, you gotta make a bet right now. If y'all lose, that you have the nuts to call me and talk about it and speak on it. You gotta make a bet right now. If y'all lose, and I'll make a bet that if we lose, I'll call and I'll apologize and I'll tell you LeBron
is the GOAT. Only if you'll say LeBron James is the GOAT. Only if you'll say LeBron James.
First of all, winning championship, being a GOAT.
No. I'll agree. That's my terms of the bet.
Oh, well, hell no. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. See, look. You want me to go out my way and do something?
I didn't say nothing about saying somebody was the GOAT. I'm just saying I was going
to
talk about it.
I told you ain't nobody trying to call. I said you can call me. I said I ain't trying to call. You can call me. And you said...
How you a GOAT? You can't shoot free throws.
No. That's not part of the bet. Part of the bet ain't explaining. It's just, hey man, you gonna make the bet or not? Make the bet right now. Right now, you gonna make the bet right now?
No, he's not the GOAT. He'd never be the GOAT. He's not even close. No. I'll take Kobe over him. I'll take T Mac over him. I'll take a host of players over his bum ass. I'll take Shaq. I'll take a bunch of players over him. No. Green, Magic, Bird. LeBron's like 11th or 12th, bro. He's no go. Sorry.
Well, we'll have to definitely do another show on that one, because I like to know who these other 10 people are that's in front of LeBron James. We gonna do a show on that, maybe. Hey, before the weekend.
Bird would have killed LeBron. Are you fucking serious?
Hey, save it for the next show, man. But we going to go ahead and get on out of here. Go ahead and shout out the gym. So you go ahead and run around the track and think about the dumb shit you said.
Fitness, 7106 Short Terrace Drive. Come see us, Indianapolis, Indiana. Yo, come see us, man. Come get fit, Indy. And I'm living proof. I've dropped 60 pounds in about 80 to 90 days. So.
Oh, yeah. And I seen you in there like Hercules. This nigga got 125 dumbbells.
25-pound dumbbells each hand, and I could do about 150 each hand. That just shows, you know what I mean? I ain't lost no strength as well, losing a bunch of weight. Well, maybe a little, but not much. I mean, I'm still doing the same dumbbells and more. So Come join us, man. My brother is the best trainer in Indy, man. Serious. I'm not even bullshitting. Like, he got me all the way. Dude, I was having all kind of problems, man. Health issues.
Yeah.
Really got me together, man. He gets a lot of people.
Health as well.
Check us out. Instagram, Facebook, KEL Fitness.
Health as well. Health as well.
Man with the red lady inside. Let's get it.
Yep.